So let me first thank the organizational committee for the kind invitation to be here among you in this very interesting symposium. And especially I want to thank Professor Durham for this invitation and for the hospitality. It was great to be in Utah these days. It was the first time for me. As the moderator said before, we decided to remain in a generic description of the situation, and in my case, of the religious freedom in Greece. So it's a kind of introduction in the whole issue of religious freedom, and then we will have the time to discuss about the concrete issues and another things that you're maybe interested. So let's start with a little bit of history. The relation between the state and church in Greece since the revolution against the Ottoman rule, 1821, and the establishment of the independent Greek state in 1831 under the monarchical rule of the Bavarian priest Otto, have a common characteristic. The involvement of the state in ecclesiastical affairs and the acceptance or the intention of such a relation on the part of the Greek Orthodox Church. This type of relation could be identified as traditional since the Church created and formed its organization and structure on the imperial platform. During the time of the Byzantine Empire and the Ottoman domination, the secular intervention in religious matters was a common and frequently a conflictual phenomenon. The religious policy of the Bavarian monarchy was in the hands of Mauer, a professor of law in the University of Munich, and a member of the three-member regency as King Otto was a minor. The results of this policy influenced the church and state relation until today through the form of state and law rule, that is the right of state to interfere into the administrative and structural matters of the church by law. The king, although a Roman Catholic, was the administrative head of the Orthodox Church. The Holy Synod of the Kingdom of Greece had the supreme ecclesiastical power and decided for all internal affairs, being at the same time independent from every secular power. However, royal officers participated in all synod meetings, and the secretary was appointed by the king. It is interesting how this decree of independence of the Greek Church, published on 23rd of July 1833, justifies the royal interfering. Since the dominant supervision of all acts, events, and relations within the state belongs to the supreme authority of the state, the government has the right to take convenience of the content of the discussions, and therefore no synodal decision can be published or executed without the approval of the government. This first statutory charter of the Church of Greece also declares the autocephaly of the Orthodox Eastern Apostolic Church of the Greek Kingdom and its administrative independency from the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople. These three above-mentioned institutions, that is, the Greek state, the Autocephalous Church of Greece, and the Ecumenical Patriarchate, have formulated and continue to formulate the whole framework of relations between the church and state in Greece. The concept of the state rule over ecclesiastical state law rule over ecclesiastical matters introduced by the Bavarian monarchy has been adopted by the first Greek constitution in 1844. Article 105 established and that ecclesiastical matters such as the number of bishops, the financial support of the clergy, the churches and monasteries, as well as the ecclesiastical goods, should be regulated by special laws. As far as the position of the Orthodox Church and other religions, it concerned articles and, 1 and 2 established that the prevailing religion in Greece is the Eastern Orthodox Church of Christ. I will not read you the articles. You can see them. According to the Constitution of 1844, head of the Orthodox Church of Greece is the founder and not the king. The Church is united with the Ecumenical Patriarchate and other Orthodox churches in doctrine and in ancient canon law, while it is autocephalous and independent of every other church, as it is administered by its own synod. These two articles, 1 and 2, constitute the nucleus of all posterior constitutional provision regarding the relation of the church and state in Greece. That this article 1 and 2 of the constitutions of 1864, 1911, 1927, 1953, and finally the article 3 of the last constitution that is in force, 1975. It has been acutely noticed that the provision of the article 105 of the Constitution of 1844 concerning state law rule over church matters was not included in the following five constitutions between 1864 and 1968, although this is something technical. Although the state law rule had no constitutional fundamentals anymore, it continued to be the main system of relations between the church and state through common laws voted by the Greek Parliament. The Constitution of 1975 introduced a more liberal view of church and state matters than the Constitution, the previous of 1952, and included a series of important modifications. It is important to note that during the preliminary phase of discussion and proposals between the parties, many were in favor of an eventual separation between church and state. So the discussions that still have not finished in Greece about an eventual separation between church and state started in 1975. Arguments such as the need to conserve the social unity and the religious homogeneity of people after the dictatorship inhibited a radical reformation. The first part of the Constitution included the basic provisions, that is the form of government, Article 1 and 2, and the relation of church and state, Article 3. The provision of Article 3 were not all new. Here you can see the main difference between the Constitution of 1952 and the Constitution in force. So, the Article 3 establishes the Orthodox Church as the prevailing religion and affirms that the Orthodox Church, A, is inseparably united in doctrine with the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople and with every other Orthodox Church, is obliged to apply the Orthodox canon law and follow the tradition. It is autocephalous and self-governing in the legal frame of its statutory charter, that is Law 590, voted by the Greek Parliament in 1977, in compliance with the Patriarchal Tome of June 29, 1850, and the Synodal Act of September 1928. That, as you can see, we have two kinds of documentation. We have the civil law and ecclesiastical degrees. In the second part of the Greek Constitution of 1975, entitled Individual and Social Rights, the Article 13 guarantees religious freedom. I would like to say to you that, according to my opinion, it's not possible to understand the issue of religious freedom in Greece if we don't study together Article 3 and Article 13. It's very important. Article 3 is always the base. And if you want, the interpretation is always a reason of conflict through scholars, but also through religions in Greece. The important thing is that the right to manifest one's religion and perform rites of worship established in paragraph 1 is not subject to any constitutional revision. So this is very important. On the other hand, Article 3 is possible to be revised or cancelled. Moreover, freedom of conscience in religious matters is inviolable. The enjoyment of personal political rights does not depend on an individual's religious belief. The freedom of conscience includes the freedom to believe in any religion or not to believe at all, the right to change religion, the freedom to manifest or to keep secrets one's religion or belief, the religious equality, the right to religious education. The right to found religious association and establishments with acquired legal status, but only after complying with the state laws on such acquisition. Theoretically, the right to found religious associations includes the right to choose the way of organization, and that is an recent debate in Greece about the legal status of the Catholic Church and how is it possible to recognize the code of canon law. So as the moderator informs me that we don't have much time, I would like to pass directly to this card here. And this is what I said to you before. So this, according to my opinion, is the framework, the legal framework of understanding nowadays the church and state relations, but also the religious freedom. If we interpret it in base of Article 3, so then we can say that in Greece we have a state law rule. But if we consider Article 13, the most important article, we can interpret it in a more liberal way, and in this way we can recognize without any other legal modification the internal law of our religions in Greece. And the last thing is to present you a list of issues that we can discuss after the presentation. I think these are the most crucial issues that there is a debate always, at least after 1975 in Greece, and we have the legal status of religions, and also this, the State Department in the reports always makes a reference to these issues, the tax treatment, the temples and places of worship, the religious education, the proselytism, the religious oath, the objectors of conscience, and civil funeral and incineration. So thank you very much for your attention, and we will discuss.